Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't exercise outside as much as I would like to. When I do, it's usually walking or light jogging in my neighborhood on familiar sidewalks and streets. Now, as it comes to the time of fall, there's something that happens to those paths and sidewalks. Things fall out of trees. All of a sudden, that familiar path becomes a little bit more dangerous. Acorns, buckeyes, limbs, leaves. On top of it, you come off of the summer in St. Louis where I get accustomed to running late at night when it's a little cooler outside. You mix that with the things fallen on the ground, and I seem to have this amazing ability to find everything that would turn an ankle, twist a knee, or hurt my foot. This Sunday, as I was kind of thinking through of having a beautiful fall day and an opportunity to actually go when it was sunny outside, I was thinking about this would be a good time to get outside and get some exercise. Now, again, not being very wise, I did not calculate in the fact that the time had changed. And so as I thought it would be appropriate time for me to go upstairs and get ready to go, I go outside and it's pitch black as I've been working in my basement all day and there is not a lot of natural light coming into that space. Not a wise move on my part, as now I adjust my running and walking time so I can see those potholes and the areas of danger for me. A number of times in Ephesians, Paul uses the term walk to describe life, and most specifically, the Christian walk. This is not just some moral quest for the Christian, but a metaphor for the believer's lifelong relationship with God. Walking leads either to life or death. Paul describes that the Ephesian believers, before they knew Jesus, walked in darkness, lived a life of idolatry. Their lives were once under the control of evil spiritual forces, a path leading only to death. Through Paul, the Holy Spirit speaks to them and to us about the dangers of living in these evil days. Paul speaks of the temptations that existed for those Christians and that exist for us today as well. These things of the world and of Satan work to take us off the path set before us in Christ Jesus. They pull on our trust and allegiance to Jesus. They so often blind us to the reality of the dangers of our sins, of our thoughts, of our actions that pull us into darkness, away from the light and life of Jesus Christ. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That is the verse just before our reading for today. Brothers and sisters, Christ is our life. Christ is the source of our daily walk. We walk the path forged by Christ. We follow him along the road of life. He is the source of wisdom. Through him, God's perfect will was revealed, as Paul wrote in chapter 1. In Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of God's will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ, we know salvation and forgiveness. We know the mystery of God's will, that he would show us grace and mercy and bring us to him. Jesus Christ, God incarnate, walked this earth, lived perfectly, brought mercy and grace, walked to Jerusalem, walked to Calvary, and died a death that was not deserved, yet gave himself up to be the fragrant offering and sacrifice to God for us. People loved by God, we too are asleep in our sin and apart from God, but in our baptism, in the gift of faith, we are given new life, and Christ shines in you. The children of God walk in his word, walk in his way, walk with God, walk in Christ's love and the path of light. To walk is to believe and trust and follow. At the appointed time, you'll be fully united with him. The light of God has come, and we are called into this light. Baptism is a life-altering and an eternity-altering event, an event that brings life and sets our walk on a new path. Baptism enlightens us through Christ shining upon us. Without this, we are not able to clearly know how we should walk, but God's word has made us wise, and by continued application of that word, we will be able to see what we should believe and do. In Christ, we redeem time in the face of the present evil days. The word gives us insight to the very mind of God so that we are given wisdom when seeking to follow his will. In our new life, we speak, we give thanks, and we serve by being subordinate to others. It is being filled by the Holy Spirit that the baptized are able to give thanks to God the Father through the name of Jesus. It is to him we offer thanks, songs of praise and thanksgiving. It sets our language to be of encouragement and love towards one another. May we give thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for the Mercy Medical Team serving in Uganda. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is, lcmschaps@lcms.org.